Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Good evening, Lonnie. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Oh, yes. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Future 1012.
Well, which is it? What happened to 11?
I know, really. I thought that was a strange name until I realized it actually means something. Future 10 is short for future tenant, and that's who is doing this little festival of plays. And if you don't know what future tenant is, I know you do, but some people might not, because you told me you knew. It is a nonprofit, and they have the purpose of almost a laboratory type setting, sometimes for visual arts, sometimes for theatrical arts. There's a window installation coming up in December that sounds interesting, but it's a collaboration between CMU and the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust. So every year they do this Festival of Plays, and this is the 12th year. So
I
that's
see.
Where the 12 comes from.
Very good.
It's the 12th year. So this is takes place in their space on Penn Avenue, and it runs next weekend, 13th, 14th, 15th. And I have to say, I didn't have any idea what to expect, and it was so much fun. I think it's for people with ADD, or because you only have to concentrate for 10 minutes, and then boom, it's a new play.
That's another story.
It's a new play.
Okay.
And when I left, I said to the director, who is, let's see, what was his name? Brett Sullivan Santry. Very accomplished. Wow. He has such a bio. But anyway, I said, that left me wanting more. I wanted to come back for a second set of six. And the all the little plays were very lighthearted. I laughed in every single one of them. And the plots of each of them were so different than the others. There was one with preschoolers playing a kissing game called something like 7 Minutes in Heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Which, did you play that?
No, but I'm aware of
it. I never played that. I'm from the old
for
days.
Me, it was more like 30 minutes. But
we used to play Spin the Bottle.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was a real cute play. And then another one was a couple that both had short-term memory loss. And oh my gosh, their conversation was a bit redundant, but that's what made it so funny. Mm. And I think my favorite of all was Kicking, and that was with Andy Coleman and Dan Bisbee. They were two babies, twins, and I won't tell you about their costumes, which were hilarious, and the prop that they used to simulate their little home before they had been born.
Oh my gosh.
Really funny. And they just, that was for me the cutest one. And both of them were so funny, and their timing was so funny, and they were just all tangled up with each other, you know, like little babies in the womb. So I think that what was so cool about it too, I went to the 7 o'clock show. So I was out by 8. I went out to dinner. You know, it's the kind of thing you can just kind of add into whatever else you're doing for the night, because it's so enjoyable and it doesn't take long.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.